According to the California Attorney General's Office, Providence St. Joseph's in Eureka is putting the women of Humboldt County in harm's way by reneging on its obligation to guarantee emergency abortion care to its patients. This obligation dates back to an agreement between the two parties, memorialized by the California Superior Court, as a part of a case brought by the Attorney General after the hospital refused to perform what has been described as a life-saving emergency abortion on a 15-week pregnant woman and sent her away. The case against what is now the only maternity hospital in Humboldt County was brought forth in Humboldt Superior Court last September, and a month later, the court memorialized the stipulation between the two parties that guaranteed women would be able to access emergency abortion services at St. Joe's Hospital when lives were at stake. However, last month, the hospital filed a motion with the court that sought to modify the stipulation to allow it to apply the ethical and religious directives for Catholic healthcare services, which would effectively leave it to the hospital board, rather than medical staff, to decide whether emergency abortion services were called for in each case. Alternatively, the hospital is asking for the stipulation to be voided. In a response to the motion, the Attorney General says the hospital is in violation of the California Emergency Service Law, which requires all licensed hospitals that have an emergency room to treat patients for, quote, any condition in which the person is in danger of loss of life or serious injury or illness, end quote. This includes emergency abortions. In its motion, the hospital contends that the stipulation far exceeds the reach of the emergency service law and compromises its religious mission and improperly interferes with the hospital's autonomy as a religious institution. Furthermore, the hospital claims that the stipulation violates its First Amendment right to free exercise of religion. In the reply to the motion, the state's attorney general says that the hospital is trying to relitigate the First Amendment argument, which has already been rejected by the court. Furthermore, the office of the attorney general says in its brief that, quote, we now know that absent a clear order from the court, St. Joseph's Hospital will violate these statutory obligations, end quote. And were the hospital's motion granted, it would give it the right to ignore the emergency services law and, quote, set a dangerous precedent for other hospitals throughout the state, end quote. There would be, the Attorney General's brief says, no justice in allowing the hospital to implement what it calls an illegal policy that endangers patients. The hospital's motion goes in front of Judge Timothy A. Canning, who presides over the case, on August 29th. Reporting for KMUT, I'm Sigurd Bjørn.